It's basically an agreement as to where we're going to draw down expertise from LYIT to menu of services that they're providing for us for the preparation of our teams. And in return then, I suppose we have a reach into every community in Donegal, and they're going to use that reach that we have to promote the education that's on offer in LYIT and all the courses that are available to particularly Leaving Cert students and people that might consider LYIT then as where they might go for their education after their Leaving Cert.
From a sporting point of view, how is this going to benefit players in Donegal?
Well, as I said, we can draw on the expertise and use the sports performance laboratory and LYIT, so they're providing us with a huge amount of services that we can draw down, be it performance testing of our teams, it might be workshops on lifestyle management, aerobic profiling, all the types of things that are required now from a science perspective and the preparation of teams. So they have a huge amount of resources in LYIT and expertise, and many people, staff members in LYIT that are already working with some of our adult and underage teams. So we've been able to tap into all the resources that are there, and I think it's just it's a great link up for us.
And I suppose, Sean, from an education side, a lot of young players, of course, have to go get their education outside of Donegal. And if with this agreement, if there's more local GA players staying at home to get their education, this is obviously going to benefit not just the county, but the clubs they're playing with, because they will be made, I suppose, more readily available for games.
That's for sure. Paul Hannigan said today in his presentation that about 50% of Leaving Cert students now coming in County Donegal are leaving the county for their next level of education, so they want to increase that, and if we can help them increase that means that's very positive then for the clubs of the county, that their players are staying at home, they're around to train and prepare with their club teams, and turn then hopefully a lot of those would progress into minor and under 21 and senior hurling and football teams in the county, and as to everybody's benefit, both the players and the teams that they're playing for to be based locally. So yeah, the education is a big part of the agreement, and there's also an opportunity there for current players and indeed past adult county players to return to education, maybe on part-time programs as well. So it this partnership complements each one's needs very well, so we're delighted with it.